You're listening to Lorna Parker here on WLR, Tomás McCarthy here till 7 o'clock. Well, on the week that Prince Charles and Camilla visited the city, we have Waterford hurling royalty on the show as Dan Shanahan looks ahead to both hurling league semi-finals. John Jackson Kiley will recall a famous win for the Daisha footballers over Cavan back in 2006. Granville Award winners for February Desi Hutchinson and Michael Kiley will reflect on their All-Ireland victories. And Kenny Murphy will tell us about Move Jim in Dungarvan and his new role with the Waterford Hurlers. So at semi-final weekend in the National Hurling League, Waterford and Wexford will face off on Sunday in Nolan Park. It will be our George Corbett scored a big match here on WLR. Kieran O'Connor and Fergal Hartley will have live coverage here from 3:30. Well, to preview both semi-finals, I'm joined in studio by a man who has a league medal in his back pocket from 2007. That's Dan Shanahan. And Dan, kind of first of all, bring you back to one of your first big days in a Waterford shirt, the 1998 league semi-final win over Limerick. What do you remember about that occasion?
Yeah, Tomás, a while ago now, but it was, we had a good league campaign, Tomás. It was my first year on the panel, I suppose, after being dropped in 97. So I was, and Gerald gave me an opportunity to come back in, like, you know, and gave me the confidence to build around that. But to get to the semi-final and beat Limerick above in Tullamore was unbelievable, Tomás. We were going well, Tomás, all through the league, so we were going very well. We came to Limerick, weren't given a chance, and we produced a great performance on the day. Like, you know, what catches me that day, Tomás, is the final whistle. Knowing we were in a league final, we weren't there for a long time previous to that, like, to be in it, the supporters was unbelievable. I think my mother has still this picture of me at home celebrating that victory that day in Tullamore. Massive sunny day, heat unbelievable. My fellas want to be in the heat of battle, Tomás, on a warm day, and it just captures my eye, Tomás, obviously winning, but the supporters, the belief that they got after that, like, you know, that we were knocking on the door, we were nearly there.
Yeah, so it's funny you mentioned that picture, Dan, because I saw it recently with your two hands
up
in the air. Yeah. Have you any standout moments from that game, Dan?
I haven't really, Tomás. As I said to you there, just to support us after the game, like, you know, I can't really think that far back now, if I'm being honest with you, but the one thing that does stand out to me is supporters and us as a team celebrating to get to a National League final, was massive for us as a group. Like, you know, and it obviously set it up for a good year.
Yeah, and I'm sure this current Waterford team and Liam Cahill will be looking for a good year as well. Dan, like, the Munster Championship is just around the corner now. It's just 3 weeks away. What approach do you think Cahill will take to this game on Sunday?
I think he did to every game, Tomás, to win it, if I'm being honest with you. I know there was a blip last week, but I can assure you there hasn't been many Waterford teams going on Kilkenny and beat him in Kilkenny. And I've been on a few of them. We drew one there now years ago, all right. So we did, I think it's nearly 98, that year even, maybe could have been down in Nolan Park, but it's a tough place to go. Liam has made changes, give chances to other lads. It's a blip in the road, but I can assure you, they were qualified, Tomás. So that was in the back of his mind and the management's mind too, to try out a few things with lads injured, etc. And look, Tomás, after about 10, 15 minutes of the game, like, you know, there was 4 or 5 points up of Austin to get that goal. Do you know what I mean? It could be 6 or 7 points up, 8 points up, like, you know, and it could have been a different story, but it didn't happen. But again, I watched it home, Tomás. I was away for the weekend, so they gave everything they could, Tomás, and with a few minutes to go, they're only 4 points down. Do you know, to Kilkenny got 2 or 3 late points to make the scoreboard look respectable. So I think Waterford can be happy enough with the performance last week, Tomás. Granted, they were defeated, but they take a lot more of the game than other people might think, because of the way they could have been up. And I think Austin missed a free, and the one he missed in front of goal, maybe to make him bring it back to 3 points, and that could have happened with a few minutes to go, especially when the lads were down to 14. DJ being sent off, and there was no malice here tomorrow, so I'm in Austria. But again, look, it's the way it goes. Sunday's game is different, and I've no doubt the management have parked that, moved on and regrouped for Sunday.
What has impressed you most about Waterford across the 5 outings so far, Dan?
Yeah, Tomás, I was lucky enough to be at a lot of the games this year, Tomás. I was in Antrim. You know, I was in Welsh Park. I wasn't there last weekend, but I've seen a lot of their games, like, you know, and Liam has tried a lot of things, but the way they've gone about their business, Tomás, giving Leeds the beating they gave him, as I said, up in Antrim, struggling, but got out of there with a victory, demolished Tipperary, went to a tough place in Parnell Park and got a draw. Do you know, I think they'll be very happy, Tomás, going into Sunday's game. what has impressed me is the way they've gone about their business. The hunger they've created, the fitness levels they have, Tomás, out of every fella on the panel, is phenomenal. Because I know lads have gone in there that haven't been on the panel and they struggled to get up to the pace because the pace is so high. And that's what you have to do, Tomás, and have to be at this level, to be competing with the top teams out there, the Limericks. You have to be at that level, at that pace, that power to get there. And that has impressed me. Their fitness levels has impressed me, Tomás, the way they've done it, gone away about their business, the scoring they're doing. The changes Liam has made, and they're still producing the goods, like, you know. And look, it didn't happen from last Sunday, but as I said, not many teams have went to Nolan Park and won.
Yeah, definitely. And like, have those fitness levels gone even higher than since you were involved in the Waterford setup, do you think?
I definitely think so, Tomás. To be honest with you, I often say to myself, and would I survive in today's game? And I think I would, if I'm being honest with you. Like, you know, and a lot of our lads would have too, on Kelly Milan, they would have survived. Do you know what I'm saying to you? Because we had the physique, we had the power in the legs maybe. But again, I see what the lads do in the gyms. I'm lucky enough to, as you said, going to move there, Tomás, and I see the work they do inside there, especially the Western lads. They put in phenomenal work, Tomás, and that's what you have to do to be at the level. Look, I was looking to be involved with the boys there 4 or 5 years ago now, whatever it is, but then the levels then, Tomás, were unbelievable, and they're gone up another step now, you know. And look, it's a credit to them. They're amateur players, for me, playing a professional sport. I've been out four, five, six nights a week. The things people don't see, Tomás, are lads in the gyms putting in the effort, doing your activation for 20 minutes, then your weights and your cool down. I can assure you, Tomás, it takes a good hour and a half to do that, like, you know. And it's credit to them, but you have to do it to be a top level hurler, Tomás. You have to do it.
How much of a boost is it to have Ty de Borca back at number 6?
Yeah, oh, for me, the best centre back in the country, Tomás, by country mile. Again, I see him in the gym doing stuff there, Tomás. I wouldn't dream of doing myself. Unbelievable athlete. Unbelievable man off the field. An animal on the field. He's massive to Waterford, right? Granted, Patrick Welch got a few points last week, Tomás, but I think that was Tyke's first big game. If you know what I'm saying, the intensity between Kilkenny and Waterford, Patrick Welch is cute. He came off the centre-forward position. And it's so hard to do that, Tomás. Tyke is saying to himself, do you stick or do you follow? If he follows, he creates the space with a full forward inside and he gets one ball and he's in for a goal. So, look, I wouldn't worry one bit about Ty Burke. He's a phenomenal player, Tomás. To have done 2 cruciates, to come back physically shape he's in, but come back mentally shape he's in, Tomás, it's a credit to the young fella. Because it's no joke doing your crucial ligament twice and so hard on the head, more than the body, I presume, starting off to do it again. But the way he's come back, Tomás, he's only going to get better and better, I can assure you.
Well, what makes him the best centre-back in the country, in your view, Dan?
Presence alone, Tomás, he's really able to read the game. I was lucky enough to be involved with him. We had him just sitting in front of Barry when he was there. Did it absolutely. And it wasn't a sweeper thing, Tomás. It was just our lads filtered back. People say we played a sweeper. We didn't play a sweeper. We just set Tyke in front of Barry and our midfielders closed the gap there, which is what you do. And he's the reading of the game. He's powerful in the air. He's powerful on the ground. He can just go over and back to half-back line, Tomás. As I said, he's reading the game. He's unbelievable, like, you know. And look, they'd be... I think Gerard Nan questioned him last week in the paper there that this is talk about Patrick Welch. But again, I can assure you, Tomás McCarthy, this man is as good as I believe he is.
Yeah, thankfully he's back at the heart of the Waterford defence, Dan. Unfortunately, Jamie Barron, Caitlin Lyons, Conor Prunty are all sidelined at present. How concerned would you be about those injuries less than a month away from the start of the championship?
Yeah, I would be small bit concerned, Tomás, if I'm being honest with you. But again, I don't know how bad they are. I haven't heard any bad things, so which is good news. Caleb has missed a lot. Jamie has missed a lot. Conor, all right, played a lot of league games. He's a type of player for me. Can't be missing much game time because he needs to be playing all the time for me. He knows that himself. But again, I don't know how bad they are. If they're bad, Tomás, we'd have heard about it. I have no doubt about it. So, look, it's great the way you can put Earle full back and all our lads come into Darragh Lyons, went into midfield instead of Jamie, and Jack Fagan is obviously number 5 at the moment. So filling in for Caleb. So they have a good squad, Tomás, to be honest with you. Like, you're going to miss them players, Tomás. These are fantastic hurlers, the lads you mentioned. Are fantastic hurlers. You're going to miss them, but the lads have to be given opportunities too. That's why you have a panel. But I would be concerned, Tomás, because you're not far away from the big game against Tipperary in Welsh Park, and that is the one, Tomás, that Liam Kell and Colin Bonner would be going toe to toe for.
They certainly will. Let's turn our attention to Wexford, Dan, and I have another blast from the past for you here. I just want to play you a little clip.
Owen McGrath near the sideline steadies himself, going on one of his runs. The number 13 tries to flick the ball away, not the best of passes. There's Jamie Nagel, well passed and won under pressure from two Wexford defenders, flicks it out as far as his midfield partner, the Brick Walsh, gone inside the 45. Brick trying to make room for himself, sends the ball into Milan, 30 metres out. Is Milan going to bring Rossiter on one of his runs? Or Maliki Travers sends the ball into his Dan. What can he do? Takes a shot. Let's go! He's back with a bang. He's the big man. Milan sends it across. And Dan sticks it in the back of the net. If you don't know me, don't judge me. And who are the knockers of Dan to judge a talent like Dan Shanahan? Just give him that ball. He sends a goal. He's got a goal. He's got 8 goals last year. That was an important goal as ever he scored.
That was the 2008 All-Ireland quarter-final against Wexford. Dan, what do you remember of that moment?
Yeah, Tomás, it was kind of a strange year for me coming off Euro 7, like, you know, as in getting hold of the year. It was a rough start for me in 08 because I wasn't fully fit, Tomás, to be honest. We all know the ins and outs of what happened there. And I was being questioned a lot, like, you know, off the field as well as on it, like, you know. But again, that day, I can remember getting the goal and it was more relief than anything else, Tomás, if I'm being honest with you. Davey obviously came in about a different fitness level to the thing, fitness level to the game we played. But I think 1-1-1-2 that day, Tomás. So it's not the time; it's just the timing of the goal more than that. Nels, Tomás, we were under a lot of pressure that day, and I think one of the lads mishit the ball again. It just happened to be around the square there, and I caught it and it went in. And it was just more relief off the shoulders, Tomás, that day that we'd won, because it was a tight game, like, you know. And it was a sweet victory because Wexford are a tough team.
Yeah, well, what Wexford players did you come up against during your inter-county career, Dan?
Would you believe it, Tomás? I came up against the most of them, by the likes of Gerard Cush, you name it, Liam Dunn, the Guineys, do you know, Dara Ryan, I think his name is, yeah, Dara at full-back, yeah. Beasts of men, like, you know, beasts of men. Finn in midfield, give me 7 stitches across my forehead. Do you know, the toughest man was Liam Dunn, obviously, to Mark Tomás. He wasn't the biggest man, but by God, could he swing that hurley, do you know. And but look, again, credit, look, Wexford are a good, passionate team down there, like, you know, and they were tough fellas to play against back in the day, Tomás, but you knew what you were going to get. Even club hurling, Tomás, challenge games now and back then were tough, do you know, good tough Wexford hurling, like, you know, but we just didn't spare each other on the day, like, you know, they were tough.
Absolutely. And like, one of our top men at the moment, Dan, is Rory O'Connor. He got 112 against Cork last Sunday. Who do you think will pick him up in Nolan Park?
Depends where they play him, Tomás, to be honest with you. He's playing well, Tomás, but so are Wexford. The Wexford team are playing with a bit of freedom. I was reading something there about Martin Story there lately in one of the papers, that they seem to be playing with freedom more than they would with Davey, with respect to it. They weren't shoving back the field, playing 8 at the back, and I think they've brought a bit of freedom to the whole lot there. So they have great people in charge of them, great players down there, Tomás. Let's not forget that. And they're doing a lot of this work without Lee Chin. Do you know, so Wexford are in a good place at the top of the group. They beat a good Cork team last weekend. Granted, it's a tough place to go, Wexford, Tomás. It's always a gale force down there, like, you know, and so it is. But again, Wexford are doing their job brilliantly. So they are, like, you know, and I'm very impressed with Wexford at the moment. Like, is it too early? Are they peaking too early? I don't think they'll care if they win the league, Tomás, because, do you know, at the end of the day, it's one of the top 3 trophies. And the teams that are in it, even Cork, I'd say, would like to win the league. Kilkenny have loads of them. They won it there a couple of years ago. Waterford, back in, whenever Waterford won the last things in a few years ago, we won it with Derek. And obviously, Wexford love to win one too. Like, but again, it's Wexford are going very well at the moment, Tomás. They have good players.
How confident would you be that Waterford can get the better of them on Sunday, Dan?
Yeah, I think Waterford coming into the game lovely, Tomás. I think last week's defeat, granted, against Kilkenny will maybe open the management's eyes a small bit, as in, they've nothing to lose now going to Wexford. Like, you know, are on a high. I think Waterford have better hurlers than Wexford, Tomás, if I'm being honest with you. And it depends who's fit, Tomás, and who's not fit. Do you know how many of these lads are going to be playing? Obviously, we know Jamie won't be playing. Please God, Connor will be back. My Shavir out to the half-back line. Do you know, so it's going to be interesting, Tomás. I'd love predicting these things, Tomás, but I'm a big fan of looking at teams before I give my opinion, because I can really do my homework on who'd pick up what or who'd pick up who. But again, if O'Connor is centre forward, I don't think Tighe can leave him roam around because he'll pick him off scores. So I think Liam will have to pick one of the midfielders sitting on him and Tighe sitting on the D there to bring back your half forward, like to maybe do that, counteract that. But again, it's going to be intriguing, Tomás, down in Nolan Park. It's a semi-final, Tomás. Both teams want to win it. Both teams want to win this. People be saying you don't take the league series. You do when you get to knockout stages, because there's a trophy at the end of the day in it. Another game out, whether it's in Cork or against Cork or Kilkenny, another massive day for the team, for the fans. And look, Tomás, whoever will win the league, it'll bring him into championship form brilliantly. And I think the game next weekend at Waffen and Wexford is massive for both teams.
The first semi-final is Cork versus Kilkenny, Dan, Saturday night, 7:15, Parky Cueve. Who do you fancy in this one?
Yeah, Tomás, it's hard to know what Tomás. Kilkenny had a great result last week, so they had. But Cody seems to have found a few players, Tomás. He found a young Butler cornerback who's sticky, Blanchfield wingback, who I've been involved with a team there last year in Kilkenny. And I know that Kilkenny hurling, and I know the way Cody works, it's ruthless. It's just ruthless. It's all about work with Kilkenny, Tomás. You're ruthless. You see the work they put in last weekend against Waterford. They'll have to hit Cork next weekend, Tomás, next Saturday evening, because if you leave Cork Hull and then run with the ball, and I'm sure I know this, Brian Cody, and every team's on it, Cork will destroy you. They have the capability. They had a great league campaign up to maybe last week's game, with the result mightn't, but again, they were qualified. So it's I think Kilkenny cannot leave Cork get a run on them, because if they do, you saw as the Ireland semi-final last, granted an extra time, they pulled away, so they did Cork it. It's intriguing, Tomás. Cork are serious outfit. They have serious pace. Pat Mulcahy, Noel Furlong are at the bringing serious. I think have to bring aggression to them. They're two good lads from CIT, and I would have played against both of them actually. But Furlong would have played with Carrie Toole at centre back, and he was a tough nut in. He was involved in underage in Cork there up to last year, drafted in by Kieran Kingston. And they've bought a bit of aggression to Moss now, and they'll have to have that against Kilkenny. It's going to be, the weather's by all accounts, it's going to be beautiful for the weekend tomorrow. So even looking out there this evening, you'd love to be training in this weather. It's beautiful out there. So it's a hard one to call, Tomás. Will TJ make the bench? Owen Cody came on last week. These are serious hurdles, Tomás. It's going to be a tight game, Tomás, but I think Cork will win this because of the home venue.
Well, you've teed it up very nicely for the weekend, Dan. Former hurler of the year, Dan Shanahan, thanks a million, as always, for dropping in the studio.
Pleasure, Tomás.
Now you're hurling. Lorna Porca with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.